Hello everyone, it's Graham Crawshaw here from Cast Me, and welcome to another of our Pondering Procurement series, where we invite our special guests to share some insights into the world of procurement. And today, delighted to have with us Sachin from WPP. So WPP is one of the newest members to the Cast Me community, so very much a welcome to you. I'll let you introduce yourself and let everyone know what you do at WPP.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sachin, born and raised in India. Academically, I'm a mechanical engineer. I did my industrial engineering before joining my first company, which was Schlumberger. That was a dream job to have for any commercial person. I was in charge of shale gas projects where I used to buy various oil and gas services and then sell it to our clients. So I got hand of both buying and selling aspect of it. I thoroughly enjoyed working on that. After spending a few years into oil and gas, I then moved into management consulting. Post consulting, I decided to move into industry. That's when I started working for WPP in India. I was one of the first members of WPP procurement in India. Ended up as group head of procurement for India, scaled the function from almost a scratch to a certain level before I moved to Singapore with a regional role. I'm based in Singapore for last 4.5 years now, primarily worked on regional procurement side of it. And in my current role, I recently moved into a global role. And in my current role, I'm working on digital process excellence and capability development side of it. So that has been my experience. I think I'm truly blessed to work with really good organization, really good teams, and having an end-to-end commercial value chain experience.
Excellent. And just in case anyone isn't familiar, it's one of those names, everyone knows it, but they don't know it. WPP, what is the core business?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask, right? I used to get that question a lot in Schlumberger as well. And Schlumberger is such a big company, but only few people know from industry. WPP is a group company. It's a holding company. And we are into advertising and marketing services. We are into a business of creative communication. We help clients with end-to-end marketing and advertising services all over the world.
Yeah, it's a big, big company with lots of subsidiaries. So, I think it's amazing. It's one of those companies you don't realize how big it is until you start investigating it. But we're not here to talk about marketing. We're not here to talk about marketing procurement. We're here to talk about a very hot topic that's bubbling under the surface, and that is artificial intelligence and specifically AI in procurement. So I know we've got everyone looking to you for the answers for AI in procurement. Let's start with Sachin, what's your interest in AI? How have you got to know about it?
I like to challenge the traditional methods of doing things. Interestingly, my thesis during my master's was like fuzzy logic in 3PL, which was a hot topic that time. I know it's, wow, it sounds like an age-old technique now. But I was always fascinated with new things. When blockchain concept came, I was one of the earlier ones to look into it, to understand it, and to see where I can find use cases. When AI came up, I think I could have been the first few to download ChatGPT and experiment it and so on. Right. So I've been always fascinated with it. When I started using basic functions like ChatGPT or OpenAI website, I was amazed to see what all things it shows up, right? You asked me a question about what you mean by AI. I love to oversimplify things. So to give you a definition, AI is basically building systems which will work for you normally with those tasks where you need human intelligence to work. Typically, AI will give you more faster results. So again, simple example, when calculators came, they were AI at that time because they replaced the manual method of calculating things. Similarly, right now, Google was predominantly source for various activities. And what AI is doing, one of the examples is they are collecting data real time from various sources to help you with the answers, be it procurement problem or commercial issue or any issue you are facing. You just need to have good skills to ask the question, which is called as prompting or prompt engineering. If you get it right, AI can give you quite quick results. Now, just a heads up here, AI could give you wrong answers as well. So it's very important to know, get the right balance of whether you need fast results or whether you need right results. That's more of a search side of it. If you look at AI impact on procurement, you can now see that AI is actually impacting all stages of procurement. So let's break that down into the typical procurement cycle. Okay. Let's start with spend analytics, right? That's the basic stuff when you look into your data. We do have so many solutions in market, but AI is now looking at capturing real-time data. So you don't have to even wait for 7 days of account payable cycle. There are tools which are integrating multiple ERPs into one solution and give you data insight at your fingertips. So your spend analytics is getting impacted by AI. Let's move to the next step where you need to create category plans or category insight. Again, there are a lot of real tool information on risk, due diligence, the way market is moving, the supplier side of it, market dynamics. Everything is getting information quickly for that part of category planning. Then we move to e-sourcing side of it. I believe that the most impact AI would make would be on the RFX side of it. So the sourcing will be mostly impacted. People will know how to create better RFPs. People will know how to respond to the RFPs in a better manner. So the RFP process will be one of the most impacted by AI. This is what I think. Like, for example, blockchain had a massive impact on contract management side of it. I think AI will have massive impact on the sourcing side of it. Then if we move into the cycle contract management, as I said, there are already advanced solutions in place for contract management. There are blockchain solutions in place. There are smart contracts, and AI is also impacting with the getting right terms. There are certain technologies on languages where AI can pull the various modules into the contract management and so on. So if you look at it, I mean, like any other commercial or technical field, AI will have an impact on procurement for sure.
Let's do a test. I mean, you talk about ChatGPT. Let's ask it, what is the typical roadmap for procurement and AI? And let's see. So rather than us working it out here, let's see what ChatGPT will tell us to do if you do the test that says, look, what is the AI roadmap for procurement? This will tell us what to do. And let's see what the results are, because I know it works it out quickly.
That's interesting. Let me just open my mobile ChatGPT app. So before I actually type it, just to give you one heads up, I believe that all the intelligence will come, but we still need to stick to our basics. So getting the basis processes right, having the infrastructure for any roadmap right will remain a key. I think new technologies will come, but basics will be there. So I just typed, going back to the question, I just typed into AI, what would the AI roadmap look like for procurement? So that was my prompt into ChatGPT. And the answer is, it's a long answer, by the way, but I'll try to read few points and we'll get the gist of it. So the answer is, an AI roadmap for procurement would typically involve a series of steps to guide the implementation of AI technologies and the capabilities within the procurement function. Here is an outline of an AI roadmap for procurement. First one, assesses current state. Evaluate the existing procurement process, system, and technologies to identify areas where AI can add value. Understand the pain point, inefficiencies, opportunities, and improvement areas where AI can address. So you can see clearly, I mean, first point, it's giving quite right answer. This is like any other roadmap. If you look at the digital transformation or learning roadmap, it's basically saying assess your as-is condition. And then it goes on to answer things like, second point was second point of the answer is define objectives. Third one is prepare your data. Fourth one is quite interesting. It says identify use cases. So what it is saying is identify specific use cases within procurement where AI can make a significant impact. And it goes ahead and gives an example saying spend analysis, demand forecasting, supplier evaluation, contract management could be your early areas of exploration. So it's giving even the examples for roadmap. Then it goes on saying technology selection. Sixth point is proof of concept. Seventh is pilot implementation. Eighth one is measure and optimize, scaling and integration. Finally, it talks about change management and training. It also says in last line that regular review and update to AI roadmap to align with evolving business need, technological advancement, and industry trend. So it even brings the continuous improvement side of it. So as you can see, it's a typical roadmap. Like you will see any procurement individual typically would spend at least a week to create similar roadmap. But ChatGPT is giving you a heads up into what areas you can look into. Now, with these prompt, we can now go back to our drawing board and start working, going into detail of it or customizing the results which we got from AI for our business. And that's where I think AI has immense value. It literally created roadmap in a couple of minutes.
Wow. So it's given you the framework. You can then personalize it, customize it for your specific situation. So I think we should challenge anyone listening to this that has not done that. Get onto ChatGPT, put in and see for yourself that that roadmap that it sort of comes up with as a response to asking that that question. And I think by doing that, it then gives you that sort of mindset of, okay, what's next? What else could it do? And I think that's where it gets sort of quite exciting. Sachin, what would you say? What are the AI solutions that are available to help procurement specifically do their jobs more effectively?
As with any new technology, I think consulting firms are the early adopter of it. They have started to explore a lot of solutions. There are various product suppliers who are exploring AI. Almost all the top 5-6 suppliers, and everyone knows who they are, are looking into some aspect of AI. There will be specific areas where I'm sure AI will impact the most. So I've already started seeing solutions around spend analytics. I think AI will play a big role into getting a lot of ERPs together. Companies where we'll have more than one ERPs, I think AI will be a great help to pull all data sources together. I have started to see solutions around contract management as well. It's more like digital plus AI, where it still goes back to the digital solutions and how there will be live contracting. But contract management has been one of the early adapters. I've seen really good use case of AI into risk management and due diligence side of business. Okay. So I've seen some solution. I don't want to name one or two because I'm sure there are many more and I don't want to have injustice
with them. We're not a sponsored event.
So I've seen really good solutions on risk management where you can have a live credit check for any supplier or live brand reputation checks on any brands. So that area is getting a lot of impact. I think risk management and due diligence as a function will grow when artificial intelligence is growing, because I firmly believe it gives a lot of data real quick, but you need to have a sanity check done. So that particular function will be early adopter of AI as well as need more resources to make sure every information which is coming is making sense.
Right. So use it as a tool and don't totally rely on it. Is that the message? It's a tool to help you do your work rather than take over your work.
Absolutely. I believe that any new technology will create more jobs. I think there will be jobs where human intelligence will be needed to control artificial intelligence. So you might get rid of some of the basic jobs, but you'll have more premium, more jobs with human intelligence requirement will be coming on board. Any solution is not perfect if the process underlying it is not perfect, right? So you need to make sure you get your processes well. So process excellence has more role. It almost act as a pillar to any digital or AI transformation.
Right. So actually, you need the basics in place, but then once they are in place, it can be a really good tool to help you move forward and help you sort of set things up. I mean, I talk all my time with procurement professionals, and procurement is a relationship function. So actually, I guess this does support it, doesn't it? Because it enables you to make more of those relationships and focus your time on managing the relationships rather than the number crunching and the more routine or tactical or even boring work that procurement gets sometimes forced into doing.
Absolutely. I think, and I firmly believe that more experienced procurement people will welcome AI technologies because it's somewhere it requires some sort of procurement acumen to understand what the end result is. So somewhere I feel like, unlike many new solutions, for this particular technology, I think more mature, more senior procurement people will be welcoming it.
Okay, so we need to embrace it. We need to really use it to our advantage. You know what? You were talking earlier about supporting the request for proposal, the RFP process, and you thought that AI would be a really good tool to support that. Have you any more detail on that? How do you think it is going to support both not only the buyer but also the seller in that RFP process?
That's a really good point. I genuinely believe that it will help both sides. So it will help buyers as well as sellers. So let's start with buyer part, because I'm sure most of the audience is from buyer side. So let me touch on it first. Again, breaking down the full RFP process. I think AI will help us to find the right supplier pool. Right now, we are limiting any requirement to only top 3-4 suppliers, which we typically know. But when you enter into the world of AI, a lot of new suppliers will come on board. There will be not a lot of new options for you. There might be a scenario where a Uber-like ecosystem will come, where you'll go to a platform with multiple suppliers and not necessarily the supplier directly. So there will be a lot of integrators as well as suppliers. So that's the first aspect. Second thing, I firmly believe it will help us to create RFPs quickly and more efficiently. A lot of time, we as a procurement community spend a lot of time to create a similar document every time. I think what will be helpful is with AI and with AI-enabled RFX tool, you can have 90% of the part which is repetitive will be placed easily. And then you can focus on the 10% of the scope area. It will also help us to define our scope better. So that 10%, you will have more knowledge about it. You can simply go ahead, even if you are dealing with a category where you don't have knowledge, you can be an expert in relatively less time. Once you run the RFP, I think AI will help you to evaluate suppliers better. It can rank your suppliers for you. Again, it leads to the contract management. It gives a lot of tools for negotiations. So if you look at the RFP end-to-end cycle, it will be really helpful. Now, for a moment, if we don't focus on RFP, but we focus on catalog buying, like a lot of quick purchases, I think AI will be a great tool for it. It can analyze your past record and give orders to specific supplier, or it can suggest you a few supplier based on your past train. So if you feed your 5 years data into AI, and if you feed the requirement, it will come up saying, listen, these are the 3 suppliers you are using most. It's better to go with one of them. So it will really help us the entire end-to-end RFP and buying process. Now, if we look into the other side of business, the supplier side of business, I think it will help equally to them as well. So one of the requirements which a lot of suppliers complain are response time for any RFP. With AI in place, I think your responses will be much faster. You are most likely likely to get similar RFPs from various clients. And if you can build your own database of typical RFP questions and answers, you can easily respond it more quickly. So that will be a good way of doing it. Second thing is, what I have seen, many small scale suppliers, so a lot of SMEs, don't participate or don't qualify to bigger RFPs simply because they don't have few things in place which they are not aware of. Let's look at the sustainability policy, for example. Mm-hmm. Now, with AI, you can really generate that policy real quickly, see how you can implement it in your business and have it ready for submission whenever there is a need. So earlier, when you need a lot of supporting documents or supporting structure to qualify for a bigger RFP, I think with AI, that hurdle will be gone. You'll be able to eligible to respond to a lot of more RFPs. You can even do a customized response for each client. So if you are someone who respond to similar set of clients, you can build your own intelligence where you know that this client will be okay with 60 days payment term, but will not be okay for 30 days payment term. So you will start to have your own wish list ready. You will start to have your negotiation points ready. You will not waste your energies on areas where client is not willing to budge. So I think it will give you it will be your in-house procurement friend to respond to any RFP. So I think that will be massively impactful for supplier as well.
Yeah, really interesting when you do break it down, all those different areas within the overall process, that it can help in some way or shape or other. It's quite interesting in that respect. I think the point that you also made earlier, that you've got to be careful, you've got to check, you can't just rely on it completely. You've got to make sure that it all does make sense. So I guess that becomes the role of the category manager that's using the tool, to use it to create the document, create the RFP, but sanity check it at the same time. That's almost the added value you are bringing to the process. So yeah, I guess that does make
absolutely. Does I make think sense. The human intelligence will never go anywhere, right? The power of knowledge will not go anywhere. When I look into CASME Resource Center, when I look into the database, there is a difference between having a quick numbers with you, but actually understanding and making sense of it and using it at the right places matters more than having information handy. So all the AI tool will help you, will support you to do your job. But at core, you need to get your basics right. I think that is never going to go away. And that's where I think CASME as a resource center is doing a great job to have that information handy, not just quick report, but have a detailed analysis handy for you guys.
Sachin, thank you for giving those insights, whetting people's appetite to AI in general and how it can really be used in procurement. So thank you for your contributions today.
Thank you so much, Graham. Thanks again for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this CASME podcast. All episodes can be found on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a future one. If you'd like to find out more about CASME's procurement events, research and benchmarking, get in touch with us at CASME.com.